This is the Officer Jack McLam program. And I'm going to read reports laying on my desk here. American Free Press. Reporter assassinated, question mark. Michael Hastings dies in mysterious car crash after warning editor FBI was investigating him for NSA story. Okay, folks, Ralph Forbes said courageous, hard-hitting journalist Michael Hastings, who exposed corruption in the military-industrial complex and the shadowy world of intelligence, died on June 18th. His Mercedes C-150 coupe ran a red light, racing down North Highland Avenue in Los Angeles in excess of 100 miles per hour, and then slammed into a tree. The car exploded in a fury inferno, flinging its 540-pound engine 150 yards away. It sounded like a bomb went off in the middle of the night, a witness told Los Angeles local Los Angeles television news. My house shook. My windows were rattling. Hastings wrote for a popular Rolling Stone magazine and the website BuzzFeed. The strange scene occurred only hours after Hastings sent a panic email to his editor with the subject FBI investigation. NSA. It read in part, "The feds are interviewing my close friends and associates. I'm into a big story and need to get off the radar for a bit." Before his death, Hastings had reached out to WikiLeaks lawyer Jennifer Robinson, telling her that the FBI was investigating him. After his death, WikiLeaks reported that the Hastings case had a very serious non-public communication.
There are are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureEffect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
The 5 self-evident truths of the Declaration of Independence are the standing definition of our republican form of government. Each unalienable right has an attached duty because we are all created equal. Like the right, the duty is permanent and non-transferable. There can be no paper to lien the right and no paper to waive the duty. Deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed does not mean, if you can think of it, you can consent to it. Truly, it names a condition where a right must be held without violation of its duty by both parties who can then consent. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan. Innovative research and development of prototype industrial equipment since 1988.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the 5-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pick up at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Okay, folks, we're back on the Officer Jack McGlam program. And I wonder if you can hear me clearly. The volume is down. I hope they turn it up. Hastings had a long list of powerful enemies. Hillary Clinton was reportedly infuriated with Hastings, who dug up the truth about what happened in Benghazi, Libya, contradicting Hitler and Obama's official version. After Hastings asked too many hard-hitting questions, Hitler's personal spokesperson, Philip Raines, sent Hastings an email posted online on September 24th, 2012, which said, "Have a good day." And by good day, I mean explicit deleted. Other stories that Hastings broke included one that took down the now famous General Stanley McChrystal after the journalist reported the top military official's candid thoughts. Hastings' last story why Democrats love to spy on Americans. Blasted the abomination regime as North Korea-esque for NSA spying. Hastings' final words to America on June 7th, 11 days before his death, were a threat to Big Brother. Perhaps more information will be soon forthcoming. The CIA and the military have a long history of making critics of the establishment disappear. The CIA's now classified assassination manual for secret assassination, the contrived incident, is the most effective technique. When successfully executed, it causes very little excitement and is only casually investigated. Logan Act, attending Bilderberg, illegal. People want to know if U.S. citizens in attendance at the Bilderberg confab were negotiating policy illegally. Mark Anderson. George Logan was a U.S. senator from Pennsylvania, and the man for whom the Logan Act was named in 1798. He went to France to negotiate peace. Perturbed, the Federalists passed a statute that made it a crime for a citizen to get involved in negotiation between U.S. and a foreign nation. The act still stands. The annual Bilderberg group gathering included private citizens from the U.S., including top executives from the world's largest banks and corporations, meeting outside of public view with elected and appointed decision makers from foreign countries and from the U.S. government. By all reliable accounts, this was done to strike deals and plan broad, mutually beneficial policies that boost the fortunes and power of Bilderberg participants, with an eye towards federalizing the world according to their design. The question is, shouldn't it be illegal for elected or appointed U.S. officials and private citizens from the U.S. to hold secret talks with foreign policymakers and wealthy kingmakers? The Logan Act offers some recourse. Currently codified in the U.S. Code as 18 U.S.C. Section 953, this federal law forbids unauthorized citizens from negotiating with foreign governments with the intent to influence policy. Violating it is a felony, punishable with imprisonment for up to 3 years. In 1994, the fine was changed from $5,000 to under title, referring to this language in the law. Any citizen of the United States, whether he may be who without authority of the United States directly or indirectly commences or carries on any correspondence or intercourse with any foreign government or any officer or agent thereof in relation to any disputes or controversy with the United States or the defeat of measures of the United States shall be fined under this title and imprisoned not more than 3 years or both. Otherwise, no substantial charges have been made since the law's enactment of June 30, 1799. The law is named after Dr. George Logan, a Quaker who often seen negotiations between the U.S. and France failed in post-France Revolution affairs, sailed for France on his own accord in 1798. According to George Washington, rebuked Logan for interference in U.S. affairs, though Logan apparently broke the logjam. Thus, while the Logan Act was created to stop private diplomacy, and that diplomacy, diplomatic opinion, may not be a bad thing, the law appears to be applicable to other situations. According to Cornell University Law website, the Logan Act applies to any citizen of the United States. Any citizen of the United States, whether he may be or without authority of the United States, direct or indirectly commences or carries on any correspondence or intercourse with any foreign government or any officer or agent thereof with intent to influence the measures or conduct of any foreign government. Note the broad words direct or indirectly and intent, which lie in the general influences the measure of conduct or any foreign state. I hear the music, folks. We're going to take a break for some very important cuts.
ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Hey folks, let's go to Randy in Florida. Randy in Florida, you're on the Officer Jack McLam program.
So you haven't forgotten about me yet, huh?
Yes.
Do you remember what I told you about the sheriff down here that was arrested and suspended by the governor when he released a guy for carrying a concealed weapon and dropped the charge?
Yes. I remember that.
Okay. Well, I got an update for you.
Okay, Randy, go right ahead.
The state has made an offer to the sheriff. They have added an extra charge. They've added a second charge, which is a misdemeanor. The original charge was official misconduct, and they've added a misdemeanor charge of falsifying public records as well. So now he's charged with one felony and one misdemeanor. The state this past week made a plea offer to him that if he will resign as sheriff, that they will defer the charges. And he told them, no way. He said, you know, I'll see you in court. So the trial date was set for October 1st.
Okay, Randy. I
have the contact info for the assistant state attorney in charge of the case. if anybody wants to call and sound off and tell them to drop their charges and to free the Sheriff Fitch.
Okay, Randy, go right ahead, brother.
The area code is 850-606-6045.
And what's the guy's name?
Jack, J-A-C-K, Campbell, like the soup.
Okay, Jeff Campbell.
Jack Campbell.
Jeff Campbell.
Jack Campbell, J-A-C-K Campbell.
Okay.
You want his email address?
Yes, give me this email address.
His email address is his last name Campbell, followed by the letter J. Campbell J at Leon County FL, one word. LeonCountyFL.gov, G-O-V.
What's the name of the county?
Leon, L-E-O-N, CountyFL.gov.
Okay, God bless you.
I gave this information to your producer, so you can get it from him if you didn't catch any of it.
Okay.
But I would just urge everyone to contact the state attorney and tell them, you know, drop this case and let the sheriff go back to work.
Okay, Randy.
The sheriff has a support page on Facebook, which you can find on Facebook if you search, or you can go through the radio network webpage that has a link to it as well.
Okay, Randy. God bless you, brother.
All right, we'll leave it there. So you call him too, Jack, and give him a piece of your mind.
Okay, brother Randy.
Take care.
I'll do it. God bless you, brother. Take care. Randy of Florida. We're going to go back to this report. The question is, shouldn't it be illegal for elected or appointed U.S. officials and private citizens from the U.S. to hold secret talks with foreign policymakers or wealthy kingmakers? Logan Act offers some recourse currently codified in the U.S. Code at 18 U.S.C. Section 953. This federal law forbids unauthorized citizens from negotiating with foreign governments with the intent to influence policy. Violating it is a felony punishable with imprisonment for up to 3 years. In 1994, the fine was changed from $5,000 to under this title, referring to the language of the law. I hear the music, folks. We're going to take a break for some very important messages on Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Do you? flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, folks, we're back on the Officer Jack McLam program. And I'm that old cop, Jack McLam, here with you. We're going to go back to this report. According to Cornell University's law website, the Logan Act applies to any citizen of the United States, whether he may be who, without authority of the United States, directly or indirectly, commences or carries on any correspondence or intercourse with any foreign government or any officer or agent thereof with intent to influence the measures or conduct of any foreign government. Note the broad words directly or indirectly, and intent, which ties into generally influence the measures or conduct of any foreign state. Also, the law does not specify whether the measures concern military policy, economic policy, or whatever. One need only have intent, evidently. When some 40 140 of the world's top corporate heads, top investment bankers or central bankers, along with select government officials, media moguls, or privacy policy wonks, take precious time out of their busy schedule to participate in the Bilderberg confab. At such extreme expense, with armed security, that means golf scores are not the topic. Ask if the Logan Act applies to Bilderberg. New York attorney Carl Person responded, "I would say so. He believes it would be helpful in the current climate, legal climate, to identify specific policies that were made or altered at Bilderberg meetings and then trace them back to the source, determining exactly who worked together towards a common policy goal behind Bilderberg's closed doors, and if harm could be shown, such as a severe economic downturn or military event, as a result of such shadowy dealings, then legal process could be made." Person reasoned. I'm going to get up and close my door, honey. Folks. Okay, I closed my doors. How the government co-opts dissident movements, by Michael Collins Piper. Even many politically astute Americans fail to understand how U.S. government intelligence agencies and private spy organizations not only infiltrate undercover agents into dissident organizations of both the left and the right, but also even create dissident movements in order to monitor the dissenters. Government infiltration, manipulation, and outright creation of political movements in America have a long and sordid history, and one that did not begin in America. In addition, in a somewhat different, though very much related, realm, the infiltration, manipulation, and outright creation of political movements in America by established politico-religious forces such as Zionism and its interlocking applies in Trotskyite Bolshevikism have played a significant part in shaping modern-day global realities, particularly in the realm of impacting upon the political system. U.S. political system. In fact, it is no exaggeration to say that the Zionist and the Trotskyite elements have, for all intent and purposes, over a period of 50 years, gained a stranglehold on what was once the traditional populist and nationalist element historically known as the conservative movement in America. More often than not, as you shall see, the Zionist and Trotskyite elements have worked hand in glove with U.S. federal intelligence and law enforcement policies in a pincher movement to contain dissident voices in America. Throughout the 20th century, these subversive elements have infiltrated U.S. policy making, intelligence, and law enforcement, and used those agencies for their own agenda. My book, The Judas Goat, is a wide-ranging historical overview of those insidious efforts to control and destroy legitimate grassroots American political endeavors, particularly within what may loosely be described as the nationalist movement, by the use of Judas goats, phony leaders, false prophets, greedy racketeers, and enemy agent provocateurs, all of whom serve the interest of their behind-the-scenes handlers at the highest level of the internal plutocratic elite. The preceding excerpt is from the Judas Goat, The Enemy Within, by Michael Collins Piper. The book is must reading for anyone who pretends to understand modern American political movements. The Judas Goat's soft cover, 250 pages, $25 plus $4 postage and handling inside the U.S., is available from American Free Press, 645 Pennsylvania Avenue, Southeast 100, Washington District of Criminals, 2003. Use the form on page 6 to respond by mail or call toll free 1-888-699-6397 to charge. Outside the U.S., email please shop AmericanFreePress.net for postage and handling. See also AmericanFreePress.net, www.AmericanFreePress.net. genocidal general venerated with a 120 million memorial. U.S. taxpayers will foot huge bill for a massive monument to Ike. By Michael Collins Piper. It's official. The American taxpayers will foot the bill for a 120 million memorial to Dwight Eisenhower, a mass murder with a tale of corruption and intrigue surrounding him that has been suppressed by the controlled media in America, which fondly recalls the former president as an iconic war hero turned godfather figure. In fact, Ike's entire career was that of being a available man who rise to power has made possible by behind-the-scenes forces that recognize him as a willing asset, eager to do their biddings. Before first coming to international fame in 1943, when appointed Allied Supreme Commander of Europe by President Roosevelt, promoted over the heads of more than 50 seasoned and far more experienced officers. Eisenhower had previously racked up an otherwise undistinguishable career as behind-the-scenes military bureaucrat. FDR's unexpected and rather mysterious promotion of Eisenhower sent shockwaves through the military establishment, which questioned why Ike, of all people, had been given this huge boost, despite the massive geological superiority of the forces under his command. Ike's first major test, his grand design of D-Day, the invasion of Europe in 1944, nearly failed. Thousands of soldiers died needlessly throughout modern day. Hosannas to D-Day chose to ignore the stark reality. After an end to the war, Eisenhower was personally responsible for the general deliberate genocide of 2 million German prisoners of war who were starved to death and died of disease and exposure. Ike's prisoners were held in some 19 different outdoor pens, large fields surrounded by concertina wire, in sub-freezing weather without food, water, or sanitation, virtually open air, excrement-filled holes. In one instant, some 560 of Ike's victims were crowned in a death trap that under more human circumstances would be fit for holding more than 45,000 men. I hear the music back there, folks. We're going to take a break for some very important messages from Republic Broadcasting Network, and we'll be right back.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Glucosamine Chondroitin, Sea Cucumber, Colloidal Minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, folks, we're back on the Officer Jack McLam program. And we're going to go back to this report. In 1948, Leonard Finder, a leader of the Jewish Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith, ably joined by ADL media assets such as columnist Drew Pearson and Walter Winchell, began promoting Ike for the Democratic Party's political nomination, supported by a host of liberal leaders assets, as former Lady, First Lady Eleanor Roosevelt, mob-connected Democratic Party bosses such as Jake Arvey in Chicago and Frank Hague in New Jersey and others. Eisenhower declined to run as a Democrat that year, but in 1952, he made himself available as a blocking candidate for the Wall Street bankers that wanted to prevent popular nationalist Robert Taft from getting the GOP's presidential nomination. Eisenhower, with the help of big money elements, robbed Taft of the party nod in the 1952 GOP convention through an then infamous raid of voting, vote buying, blackmail, and intimidation. Modern media and economic reportage on Eisenhower ignore all of these unpleasant details, but old-time Republicans and American nationalists who remember the work of Howard Taft remember these things as well. That's all of that report, folks. Ike, cold-blooded mass murderer. We're going to go to Willis Cardo for this report. Certain individuals are planning to build a memorial in Washington to Dwight D. Eisenhower, a multi-million dollar project to be laid on the backs of American taxpayers. That's all the time I have, folks. God bless you.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation.